you want to get his attention off of what he's crying about, even if he's crying about anything in particular at all, you might wave a rattle at him and say something to him. What might you say? Try to get his attention.
I don't know. Well, I don't know what I'd say. Could say Gucci Goo again.
Well, I wonder if you say, look here. Would you say that same? Would you say that same thing if you were getting ready to ball somebody out, or you gonna set them straight on something?
What do you mean? Look here now, you're gonna have to do a better job than that.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that again?
I just say, now look here, if you can continue to work, you're going to have to do a better job than that.
Well, if you were going to say it to a child, how would you say it in this rattle situation?
Oh, I'd probably shake that rattle and say, here, here, look at here. I'd have a different expression on it.
If somebody asked you, do you believe in, what's the name of the particular kind of farm program you're in favor of?
Feed grain program?
Yeah. Do you really believe in the feed grain program? How would you answer?
Yes, sir. I sure do.
If I picked up a stone and there's a good broad lake in front of me here, and I gave it a fling and it made it all the way to the other side, you say it went
across the lake?
Mm-hmm. How far across the lake?
All the way across.
Any other expression instead of all the way?
Went clear across the lake.
Clean across?
Yeah, or clean across.
And, you ever say neither?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
I don't do it neither.
Yeah. Not very often, though, you say, I don't do it either, instead of neither.
Mm-hmm. If a friend of yours is trying to talk you into going somewhere with him,
I'd probably go.
Well, you didn't exactly want to go, but you were willing if he really needed you. Something you might say, well, I'll go with you if you really need me, but
I'd rather not go.
And what if you're trying to get somebody to buy something, maybe you're